And let's hear next about an economic disaster, as remembered for our series, StoryCorps. We hear it every Friday morning. The project is recording the stories of everyday America, and today's story comes from Homestead, Pennsylvania. For more than a century, U.S. Steel Homestead Works was the flagship mill of the American steel industry. At its height, the mill was one of the world's largest producers of steel. But in the mid-80s, the Homestead Mill shut its doors, and thousands of people lost their jobs, including Betty Esper. She was a desk clerk at the mill. Here she tells her friend Mark Fallon about what Homestead was like when the mill was still thriving.
Businesses never closed till 9, 10 o'clock at night because there was always something going on. And the avenue was full of two things, bars and churches. I always laugh when I tell people, I don't know if we drank and prayed or prayed and drank.
So you started working in the mill in 1951. How did you get your job?
I started out as a messenger. Started out at the bottom, so, you know, worked my way up. It was my only job. You know, such a busy place all my life. Watching men coming in and out and knew the guards at the gate. You spend more time in the mill than you spend at home. And it was like my family.
How many years did you end up working at the mill?
36.
So your last year would have been when the mills closed.
Exactly. And it was a funny feeling. I drove out of the mill my last day. And when I drove out of the mill, there wasn't one soul at the gate. And I said, my God, 36 years and I don't have nobody to even say goodbye to.
When the mills did shut down, it affected people's lives to an extent that it's almost unfathomable.
Yeah, it affected a lot of people. And they're loyal people, loyal to the core. And what the hell did it get them? I mean, if you're a man 40 years old and you lose your job, you got to get your kid out of college, you got to get rid of a car, and you've lost a mortgage probably on your house. I knew acquaintances that became alcoholics. I knew guys that their marriages went on the blink because of it. Suicides. It was a tough time.
I've always heard stories that people felt the mills would come back. Did you have that feeling?
You know, it's just like saying your father and mother would never split up. And you would never imagine that that could happen. It's just hard to know that something that was so big and great is not coming back.
Betty Esper and Mark Fallon at StoryCorps in Homestead, Pennsylvania. 4 years after the mill shut down, Esper became mayor of Homestead, and she's held that position for the past 18 years. Their interview will be archived with all StoryCorps interviews at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and the StoryCorps podcast is available to you at npr.org.